Hi, Jacob. So you've been teaching yoga now for the past 2 months, I think, in Auroville?
Yeah, like 1 month and a week only this time.
Cool. And how did you like your experience at the Tibetan Pavilion?
It's a very fantastic place to teach. It has a good atmosphere, ambience. The whole idea, the concept of the place is very nice. It's a nice place, nice people, it works.
Nice. And how many people did you have approximately at your first class?
First class, it was just me and the spirit of Dalai Lama, the mother, and Sri Aurobindo. Actually, nobody showed up. That was my first class, quite a surprise. Thinking, yoga with no expected donations or anything. It could attract some people, but nobody actually came. Second time, though, second day, there were 16 people already, so it caught on.
16 people on the second day, and then for the last 3 weeks, I think there'd be around, how would you say, 30?
Well, I think 20 around.
20.
So between 18 to 25 people or something like that. I'm not really counting so much.
So we can say it has been quite a success. And I know you have been teaching in Verité before, where it was not on donation. People had to pay a fixed fee. What is the difference for you in the energy in the class when you teach on donation and when you teach with a fixed fee?
Well, I think actually the biggest yoga exercise is to let people choose what it's worth for them. And also, like, my personal feeling is I've been taught something very wonderful I would like to pass on, which makes me very happy. So from that, it's even better. And also, like, I didn't get any parts of the donation or anything, which makes it even greater that that you do it pure out of love and the entertainment and bringing happiness to people, and also supporting the Tibetan Pavilion doing such a great job helping and assisting these young kids.
So 100% of the donation you're doing are going straight to the Tibetan Pavilion?
Yes, simple and easy.
You are well known in Auroville now to be very good with beginners. What do you think it takes to introduce new people to yoga, and why are you so good at it?
Yeah, virgins, I like to call them, to have a little bit of fun. But yeah, I feel great pride in introducing people to yoga. It's important that they have a good first experience and don't get caught up in too much serious practice and all that stuff and making them feel bad, but more welcoming them in, have some fun. At the same time, this about... Yeah, have an easy approach, but still going quite deep with knowledge and sharing small anecdotes during the session, which goes really deep into them without them really knowing that you're unloading or giving them a lot of information and things subconsciously they start thinking about more. So there's a lot of science and psychology in teaching, which I've been trying to perfect the last many years. Like, my teacher's training was very, very much into the technical and basic stuff and a little bit of psychology, but it's very much the words you choose in the right moments to choose them, which gives more effect in the poses, asanas. So it's just a great honor, and how it changed my life and how effectful it is, and understanding more and more the power of yoga. It's important for me. If I make other people have a easier and better life, my surroundings will become easier and better, and that will also make it easier for me to enjoy life if other people around me is cool. So that it really makes me happy.
So what does yoga bring to you in a, like, a more precise point?
Teaching yoga or performing?
Yoga, the yoga part, yoga in general.
Oh, well, it opened a world of mystery and magic, which is unbelievable. Where I've been an atheist and very scientific and business philosophy and all kind of crazy stuff, computers, I've been working a lot with in these areas where very little imagination is actually going on and practicing as normal, where I started discovering many dimensions and perceptions which really changed my life, figuring out all this magic. So I found out by combining my body and mind and reaching into my soul by connecting these two things really makes a different kind of intelligence within people, not academia, but opening and seeing solutions so much more, bringing a lot of surplus of energy to perceptions of life. And you really find there is so much magic going on. And the thing about, yeah, the more flexible you get in the body, the more flexible you get in the mind. You don't have to worry so much and being stuck and feeling your body in a not nice way. When it becomes relaxed and happy, the mind follows.
Is there a wrong way to practice yoga, according to you?
You can do it with wrong intentions. We all probably do it with our own personal intentions. For me, it was getting rid of my back problems, and I just thought it was going to be the easiest way amongst, like, an ex-girlfriend mentioning tons of different Pilates and aerobic kind of classes, and it all sounded like weird stuff, and she mentioned yoga, and I was imagining all the wrong things about old ladies knitting and drinking tea in weird sitting positions, and I thought, well, that's going to be the easiest way. I was quite surprised, or I really figured out something else, but it's more the intentions you bring into it, like, and a lot of instructors are still stuck in the mindset of, yeah, it's got to be hard before it really works. I find gentleness and yoga is all about meditation, and for being able to meditate, you need to be able to relax. And we're so stressed out in this day and age, wherever we are in the world. Electronics, gadgets, and all kind of things sneaks up on us and draws attention and steal our attention in many ways instead of being present. There's definitely wrong ways, but all yoga is good, and rather practice any kind of yoga than nothing. But it's most important to find somebody that you can connect with. That's what's... Then the yoga comes after. Like any teacher, if you have an interesting teacher, the subject becomes nice. Then you have a new teacher and the subject actually starts losing your interest, and it's actually just your chemistry with the teacher. Yeah.
Would you say, coming back to the donation subject, would you say that when you do class on donation, it attracts more beginners, or it's the same amount?
I think it does, in a way. It all depends on which part of the world you are in, because also beginners might be very insecure about donation yoga, like it might be resembling maybe not good yoga. Because why don't you then ask a lot of money if you're a good teacher? And that scares people off, maybe, but of course the possibility of coming without expectations of having any, you have to pay anything, it's makes it a lot more interesting or attractive, I think, in a way. And also for me, it's important, I think my teachings are going much deeper when it's there's no contract between you and the people attending, that they open their heart and subconsciously. So whatever you say goes much deeper, and that's my purpose, to deliver knowledge and let it come in. So from that, it's actually my ninja trick that for me, it's about sharing this thing. So getting rid of these contracts between people, open their hearts and minds, and the information sneaks on in much deeper.
Do you know when you're going to come back to Auroville and continue doing that, or do you have other project right now?
But during the end of this year, I will probably return to Auroville. I think I'm going to head up north first. I haven't been traveling much north. I've mainly been in Auroville, so also to have more understanding of India, I need to see a little bit more. But yeah, I really hope to come back and to have maybe 2 or 3 months of much more intensive yoga lessons and a little bit more coordination with Tibetan Pavilion, so I could have morning and evening classes and some workshops. Some of it would, I hope to make most of the things on a donation basis. Maybe the workshop could be at a fixed price for people who really wants to go deeper but can see the appreciation and from that, or they at least have some minimum, which really provides something for the Tibetan Pavilion. I must also admit, if it's for a longer time, it would be nice with a little bit, so I don't have to work so hard in Denmark to be able to travel, that I can travel more and more and live traveling with the yoga. So, but I hope most of it will be purely on donation, and maybe I'll just have a small part which can help me sustain my living while I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Would you say, are you satisfied with the donation you make? Do you have any idea of how much money it has produced for the...
I've been looking a little bit into it once in a while just to see the effects and if it's worth for the Tibetan Pavilion to have me roam around compared to other people who might do more, just to make sure that, or in case I can see nothing is really happening. But it's not been like really big compared to like people pay 250, 280 a class at Verité or something like that. But normally there's maybe something 7 to 12 people attending a class, where here it's like 20, 25 people, and it gives something around 1,000 to 2,000 rupees at a time, I would think. Yeah, well, it's not much for each person, but from then on, somebody sometimes donate 500 rupees from one class, one person, and others just come. I had a few friends who's been following me for a long time, also in Denmark, so... And I don't like charging friends. I don't like charging at all, but they've also been assisting and very helpful during class, where I think it's totally cool. They come and bring a good energy and helps out being examples and help assisting and adjusting people in their asana. So it's a mixture where it's a lot of compromises. But yeah, I think it worked out well, and I hope in the end of this year or start next year, it will be even more popular right from the start.
Nice. So this was my last question. Do you have anything you would like to add, like a fact about yoga or an anecdote you would like to share with us?
Yeah, well, the problem is to limit. I like to talk, which so much to say, but I really think what the Tibetan Pavilion is believing in people, and from that making this on a trust basis much more than having a fixed price and also putting people off. That's an important lesson, and like I also say, one of the great lessons from the yoga is that people get to choose what it's worth for them, and it's often hard for Westerners who's used to live by fixed price, and a lot of people think donation yoga means free, and I normally catch myself saying it because I would rather have they come for the yoga, and then donation is like second. Yeah. It's more about sharing and caring, and in the future this whole economy and all these things will change a lot and move in many other directions. So from that, it's like I think Auroville used to be a place much more like the way I try to think, that it has become. Of course, they should also sometimes adapt to society around, but I think their role is actually to try and show society around what's it about. And from that, it's sometimes very misunderstood nowadays that tourists is the main existence of Oroville. It doesn't really make a feasible economy. We should be able to take care of your own duties and clean up after yourself, and that's what I find, that we can return more into less money and more focusing on creating things, and let the energy stay within Oroville instead of a lot of tourists coming and a lot of hired people from outside takes the money out again. It's not what it was about, I think. So from that, I hope, and I can see there's good projects going. So for me, it's a great place to be, and I really love being here, even though it's not perfect, but it's at least they're trying in many places, and I really like that. So I feel very happy to be in and around Oroville, and also especially at Tibetan Pavilion for showing the trust in this non-fixed price attitude. That's the beauty, and teaches people to support places. Of course, there's a lot of youngsters still playing with their ego and think, well, if I can have two more beers, why donate 200 rupees or whatever you pay for beer? I don't buy beer anymore, unfortunately, so I wouldn't know what they cost. But they're still learning, and they might think he's kind of a retard, but it was a nice class. But some years later, they'll figure out, like, wow, this guy was probably onto something and was nice and trusting. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jake.